So, first thing we always start with is turning on our polarity. Remember that was the two strokes, right eye, right hand. This is your north hand, this is your south hand. So north paw, south paw, two fingers. It's always, I have to have some people change their bangs because when you do your bangs the other direction, you're turning your off.
Yeah,
so you might want to switch your bangs. So you're always turning yourself on because driving over 35 miles an hour in a car, having a cell phone on you, it flips your polarity. And why is that important? You don't assimilate nutrition. So you're having organic this and you're driving. Do you think you're assimilating it? I know you get that comfort food and you're in a hurry and you're doing all this, but your body just really can't utilize it. Same thing with the horses. So when I'd haul them to endurance rides, I always did their polarity when they got out and I did bladder sweeps to get everything going in their body, their digestion and everything. Cool. Has everybody practiced with the yeses and nos? Okay. You can zoom in and zoom out. Okay, does everybody have a yes and no? Do you do it with the sway? Yeah? So level two, it's really good because we're multitasking, and when you're asking cranial sacral where to put my hand, has it been long enough? I ask, this is your divine pendulum, you know, so I'll say, please show me a yes, please show me a no. And you can ask for a bigger yes, please show me a bigger yes. People don't realize they can ask for more clarity. The only thing you're not supposed to do is ask the same question twice. Okay? The answer is not coming from us, it's coming from the universe, whoever you believe is your higher power. Okay? And if you're asking the same question twice, it's like you doubted the answer the first time. So if I say, do I need to release the first rib? Yeah. And you're not sure if you got it, do I need to do the move again? Just another way to ask the same question. You're just not supposed to use it for lottery tickets or gambling, and because it'll kind of go flat. Okay? So let's make sure that we're all turned on. And from now on, so you know your left brain is your multitasking thinking side, right? Got to go to the store. On the way to the store, I'm going to take the garbage out. On the way to take the garbage out, I'm going to do this. So on the way back from the garbage can, I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to go there. And then I'm going to go to the store, where the guy just goes to the store and comes back and takes out the trash. Mm-hmm. So we have that multitasking brain, and you don't need that in this class. That one gets to go to sleep now. We're only going to use the intuitive side. There's no more thinking. So when I say put your yes and no on, I'm going to ask a question. If you re-say the question, you went to your left side brain. Okay, so as an example, I'm going to use Layla. She's going to stand up. Are you grounded and on?
Yes. Can I go over there?
No. Nope. Close your eyes and don't think. Please show me a big yes. Please show me a big no. That palomino that we, oh, and then I can ask, are you on? That's another thing, too, because if you have an emotional day, it'll flip your switch. If you hit a bird or a cat or you saw something or someone yelled at you, it can flip your switch. So I'll say, please show me a yes, please show me a no, and am I on? Especially if it's really important. So if we think about the palomino that we worked on yesterday, is his hypothalamus able to function at 100%? She's just the pendulum. I can ask any question I want about that horse. She doesn't have to know what a hypothalamus is because the universe does. So when I ask you a question, it's not to think about the question. It's to get into your yes, no's, and then the universe will just show you the answer. It's really that easy. Cool? It's pretty cool because you don't even have to know about stuff.
To be here. You just
don't understand.
But once you can get that, it's like, okay, my horse needs something. Does he need something fed internally? Yes. Is it a dynamite product? No. Is it an essential oil? No. Is it a Bach flower essence? Yes. And then it's just that easy. Is there anything else he needs to be fed internally? No. That's the advanced applied kinesiology that we get into in level two. You straighten the body, we've released the fascia and the organs. What else does the body need to heal? Do you need something external? Yes. Do you need colaser therapy? No. Do you need magnets? No. Do you need a beamer blanket? Yes. How many sessions? Three. For how long? Can we do all of that together? No. So one needs to be ahead of the other? Yes. Because of how the nerves and everything repair. That's level two. He's so much fun. Cool? So you thinking about the product is getting in the way. Okay? Or you might have a judgment that I've always done it like this. Well, that's great, but you're still only working on the symptom and not the cause. We need to work on both ends of that.
Do you have to verbalize the question or can you think it?
When you get a little bit better, you can think it. I'm just saying them out loud so that you see that you're leaning forward with your yeses and nos. And the reason that I turn on the divine pendulum is someone can hand you a glass of water and without thinking, you're going to lean back if the water's not good for you. You want to take time and teach this to your clients, not on a first-time session, unless they've been waiting a long time and have watched all your videos. But I teach them the yes and no. Because when I give them that homework to do of three dropperfuls of trace mineral on wet feet and NCD for so many days, I want them to know where it's coming from. And I'll have them hold the bottle of NCD and say, so does your horse need this? He goes, yep, 10 drops, yep, three times a day, yep, two bottles, nope, three bottles, yep. They've done their own diagnosing. Cool, huh? So I usually only do this with my regulars. You know, the first time I'll kind of see how woo-woo they are. Do you want to learn a little bit more of this? And I'll say, is the hypothalamus able to function? They said, I don't know what it is, but no. If we give them this, stand up. So if I did the cranial decompression on his head and we gave him this, would his hypothalamus come back online? Is anything else needed? Something fed internally? See how easy that is? Iodine, cinnamon. Cinnamon stabilizes blood sugar. So if we do the cranial work, the NCD and cinnamon, is that you need anything else for his hypothalamus? See how cool that is? That's where the whole homework comes from. Of the owner has to get involved in doing the hoof soaks or the hoof sprays and the balm sweats because you're doing the body work and you're putting them back on four crooked feet. Okay, and with the balm sweats and the apple cider vinegar and the hoof spray, those feet will change in 4 weeks. And the farrier's like, oh my God, what are you doing differently? I can take down this heel now. I'm changing how the body's standing and loading on the hoof. You know, if they're like this, you're not going to have two balanced feet. If they're like this, you're going to have two balanced feet. If they're like this, you're going to have a straight hoof wall and a flare. Because this means tight pectorals and they're jamming and loading this way and going that way. That's level two. Cool. So everybody stand up. Let me check your yeses and nos. Okay. And with the auditors, I do ask that you write down your questions because they will be answered by the end of the day. And if they're not, then I spend separate time with you. But for my students, I try and keep the flow going. You'll say question. Yep, it was answered an hour later. Is that cool with you guys? The only other rule is when we're on break, I'm on break too, because I'm still answering 150 emails a day. And so don't come say, oh, I want to ask you about this horse. Write your question down so I can answer it for everybody in the classroom. Cool? Because we all learn by everybody else's situation of what we saw or what happened. So you did this. The only reason I tell you to close your eyes the first time is to put you in the right side of your brain, hands hanging at your side. And you're all going to say out loud, please show me a big yes. Please show me a big yes. Good. Now you're all going to say, please show me a big no. Okay. And what is a yes and no? Is it a feeling or a word? So if you're just thinking of the word, you're not going to get a big answer. When you're looking for your yes, when you were a kid and you really wanted something and someone said yes, what did that feel like in your body? You're looking for that feeling in your body. When you really want something and someone says no, what is that feeling in your body? So I lean forward and lean back. Some people go left and right. Some people expand in the diaphragm and sink down into their sacrum. It's what is your yes and no. There's no right and wrong, unless you're the opposite of everybody else. So if we're out there and seven people get a yes and one person gets a no, your polarity flipped. And that's when you need to say, show me yes, show me no, am I on? Electrical conduits, water lines underground can flip your switch. So if I see a lot of power cords or water hoses and pipes, I'm not going to work on a horse right in that area. They say, well, that's where the other guy works on it, who comes a lot, and the adjustments don't hold. I'd like to do it in the horse's stall where he's nice and quiet and there's none of this going on. So I always pick the environment I want to work on the horse. Cool? So we did our yes and no. It's a feeling, and then you can ask for a big one. Please show me a bigger yes. Please show me a bigger yes. I want to see everybody heavy on their toes. You little stuck, Claire? Do you have your cell phone on your body? Okay. So do this part again. And then do your please show me yes, please show me no. You'll find it stronger. I wear this blue EMF bead, electromagnetic frequency, so the cell phones and computers and airplanes don't bother my electrical system. Mm-hmm. Your mama loves you. So we're all going to say, please show me a big yes, and see if Claire's yes gets a little bigger. You ready? Please show me a big yes. Show me a big yes. And please show me a really big no. Show me a really big no. So it works better in a group. So if you have one skeptic and you're trying one-on-one, it don't work good. I love when I do a little demo at a tack and feed store and they brought their husband because they can buy hay and grain and the thing. And you put them in a circle and they're leaning forward and back and going, oh shit, now my wife's never going to let me live this down because I did this woo-woo stuff. But trying to do it one-on-one is going to be a lot more difficult than if you can even get 5 and 6 year old kids to join the group. Because they just turn on really quick.
My 6-year-old loves it. He does it for everything.
Yeah.
My husband's more shy about it.
We'll have him do it by the time I leave him. But the CPA tax accountant always in the left brain is going to be like the hardest one to switch over. Okay? So now we're going to use that to test our vitality. Okay? Left brain is going to say, so I had carrot juice and wheatgrass, I've got to be over 90%. That's a judgment. We just want to know where our vitality is. Someone can yell at you, or your horse can be sick, and your vitality can drop to 30 to 40%. Anything under 70% is an environment to grow cancer in because you're acidic. Health is a three-legged stool. What you eat, your environment, and our thoughts and emotions is another one of our environments. If you're in a job you hate or a relationship you hate, your body will find a way to leave and use you with cancer. Regan says people that say I can't a lot get cancer. It's an affirmation, positive words kind of thing. So you want to make sure, especially before you work on anyone else, that you're at 90%. None of my classes got into this. And I was getting slammed empathically with feeling all these emotions and all this. And if the horse owner touched the horse, I got all theirs too. I'd feel all this frizzly energy. And as soon as I connect with the horse, they don't know why, but they just have to sit there and pet the nose. And then the horse is an empath taking in their stuff, and then I'm getting it through the horse. And I used to snap at them and make my clients cry. Now I just turn around and say, excuse me, I can only work on one client at a time, and you're making this take longer. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. They just, when we get in there energetically, all they want to do is just like touch that nose, but they have to stand there. And if there isn't a good relationship between the horse and the owner, you say, is there a child or someone in this barn that the horse really likes so they can hold him so you can come and watch what I'm doing? That's how you break up that energetic. Because they're standing still, and they're like this, and you're just like, you know, oh, he likes that Hispanic groom. Well, can we borrow him for 20 minutes, and then you can come see the moves I'm doing a little bit better from a different perspective. Oh, I've learned, yeah, over the years, how to kind of not piss off my clients and invite them to, yeah. Don't say what you don't want. Say what you do want. I want someone else holding the horse, and I want the owner out of my bubble. Oh, and excuse me, I need to move, so could you stand there, please, so that they're out of your bubble? And then you can watch me from behind, but I can still move out of the way should he move and not get my foot stepped on.
I have a binder that...
Yeah, so I've had to bid up horses for horses that were so dangerous and bit. The first time I see them, the second and third time, they're like, oh, she's back.
As long as the owner's not there.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and sometimes, you know, why not, you looking a little tired. How about you sit in this chair? So they're not walking around, you know, and the horse is looking at them and paying attention to them instead of you. Okay, So we're going to use this for our vitality, and we're going to try not to think or have any judgments of we do yoga, we do breathing, okay, because that's a judgment. You want to check in with where you are every day. You want to stay over 90%, and if something is dropping you back down, then you need to look in your home environment. Is it my water? Is it the electrical plugs that are next to my bed and the clock? What is bringing me down every day? Because if you're not at 90%, that's dis-ease in the body. Okay? And this is just a check-in, and I'm going to give you a quick tool. So right now you have a toolbox, and I'm just giving you more tools, and you use your yes-no for which one do I need. Same thing when you go up to the horses. Okay? So when you're asking, I lean forward and I lean back. So is my health and vitality over 40%, 50%, 60%? And then if you get to 70 and it goes back. So I go 61, 62, 63, 64, 65. So 64%. You're going to start a me page and you're going to write that down. And then I'm going to teach you how to get to 90% without wheatgrass. Okay, so find your numbers, and then I'll give you a number, and they might be close and they might not, but by day three they will be. So just ask where your vitality is. And then write it down. And then when you guys are ready, I'll give you a number that I get. When you have a low vitality, you can take on the issues of the person or horse that you're working on. You're like, wow, I didn't have a headache before, and I have one now. Oh, is this the horse's headache? Yeah? Okay, thanks. Send it back. So my classes didn't get into how to protect me before I go do this. I was just like, oh, crooked horse, let me fix. And then, so this is a yes-no. Squeezing really hard with this hand and trying to pull this one through. This is a yes and no breaks. When I use my fingers, yes feels like I just put on clear nail polish and it's sticky. And no feels like I buffed the fingernail and it slides off. It only took me 7 years to believe and actually be able to do that. I could use my hand like this, ask where there was pain all the way up and down a horse's legs and what it needed for it. It only took me 7 years to believe that. Because it were like it couldn't be that easy. All I say is there pain, is there pain, is there pain, there's pain here, is it arthritic, is it sharp, is it dull, is it something we can feed, something internal, something external, does it feel like an abscess that has pressure? We spray release on it and it like, or do the soak and it blows out in 24 hours. It's pretty cool. Okay, so you ready for numbers, what I get? So I get about 84. What'd you get?
79.
Okay, so I just asked over 40, over 50, 60. So I get about 54?
I got 61.
Okay, they're close.
Yeah.
So I get about 69?
I get 63.
What I don't like to see is 40 and 90. About 68? What'd you get?
78.
Okay. 62. That's what I just was going to say, 62. You can't say it till I say it, though.
Oh, sorry.
About 74? So write that down next to the number that you wrote. And about 63, Donna, for you. And about 58. What'd you get, Donna?
I got over 90.
Yeah, that's a left brain thing. So our left brain will say, but I do all this, so I have to be healthy. And I'm going to teach you how to muscle test your products on a scale of 1 to 10. Is this greater than an 8, greater than 9, and is it a 10? Anything under a 7, you're wasting your money on.
So I used to... Right? Yeah. You want an 8, 9, or 10.
So like I used to be with Protandem and they went from a 10 to a 7. And I used to be with Young Living Oils, and the older oils that are 6 and 7 years old are stronger and more pure than the oils they're putting out nowadays. And I even have the essential oil reps hold like a peppermint and a peppermint, and they won't know. You know, is this one over an 8? No, is this one over an 8? And they open it and they go, oh, shit. So it's just testing your products, testing your vitamins, and then asking if you can take them all together and can you assimilate them. So her mom's on all this expensive stuff for some serious health issues. But when I asked, she's only assimilating 30% of it. Small intestine and detoxing and some other things. And she needs wetter water, and then she'll be able to assimilate more. So when you're spending all this money and you're like, why don't I feel amazing? What's blocking you from absorbing it? And that's when we get into detoxing tomorrow and the next day. Cool. But for right now, we're just going to give you some quick tools to get your vitality up. How many watched Donna Eden, which was part of the homework? Mm-hmm. Cool. It's free on YouTube. She has a whole 1 hour energy medicine. Once you know the explanation, you just fast forward to the exercises. But if you do them all and your sick friends do them all, you will notice a difference. Our energies are running backwards. We're tired. So the first one, when you find the point of your collarbone and you drop down into the hollow in the ribs, you want to push in there and see if anything's sore. That's the 27th point on your kidney meridian. So they're right in there. Okay, right in there. Find your collarbone and then right in there. Ouch, is that sore?
A little bit.
Yeah, so it shouldn't be sore. Okay? So that's going to tell you how your kidneys are. If one's sore, that side kidney isn't functioning at 100%. You're also going to have knee issues there. Okay, so even though they're sore, tap them, which resonates in your body. 27th point on the kidney meridian is like the master point. And she explains that when that's reversed, it's like you're swimming upstream. So when we work the K27s on the horses, it's to clear this. Whatever side doesn't go deep and is stagnant, that side kidney isn't functioning at 100%. That hock is going to have issues because the kidney meridian runs through knees. Okay? So if you have a sporting event horse and you have a last event of the day, we tell you to work the K27s to give them like, it's like a shot of espresso for the last event. I usually loosen the girth, do bladder sweeps, and do the K27s before the last event. Okay? So this is all about adrenals, thyroid, energy. We're such busy, busy people nowadays. If we don't pick up our phone every 5 or 8 minutes, we feel like we missed something in the world. Okay? You need to be tapping these until they're not sore. And someone's like, but it's sore and I'm beating on it. How is it going to be not sore? So using your yes and no while you're tapping these, is it increasing your vitality, yes or no? You need to clear your kidneys to detox. So in emotion coding, kidneys is fear. How many have worked on fearful horses? And did they have kidney issues? Kidney and fear are right in.
Oh, yeah. At the same time.
Yeah. So that's your defense physiology. So there's your K27s. The next one, so this is a series of four that Donna Eden does to charge your batteries. She does this thing where she tests a man and he tests really strong and tests the partner and she tests really weak and she holds his hand and she gets strong and he goes weak. So when we go home and we're exhausted, we suck our partner's energy. And they're like, God, you come home and I just feel like shit. What I'd love to be glad to see you. That's because we're depleted, and this is how to charge your own batteries. So if you have friends that suck your energy when you go see them, you need to teach them these four.
How about through the phone line?
Yeah. Okay, so the next one is your thymus, and that's where we wear our energy pendants. Well, take that thing off around your neck.
No, it's in my hands. It's just getting really.
I know, but that's another area that you.
You're sweating.
Yeah. So this is your thymus. Okay, it stabilizes your blood sugar. Really good to share with any diabetic friends. It's also where we wear our energy pendants. Okay, so using your yes and no, is this increasing your vitality? The next one is on the bra line in between ribs. Okay. Is anything in there sore? Digestion. What we eat, thoughts and emotions, feelings, information I give you. Under the nipple. You got to be in the front there. Anything in there sore?
Well, might go this way. No.
Under where the nipple was when you were 6 years old.
Where are your nipples supposed to be?
used to be.
When we were six. Okay, if anything's sore in there, that's even information I'm giving you to digest. Okay? And then straight out to the side on the brow line, tapping those. That's part of lymphatics, breast toxins, gallbladder. Is that increasing your vitality, yes or no? See how the lean forward thing can help and multitask? Okay, so those are the four to recharge your battery. So if you're feeling drained this afternoon, those are the four to kind of do, to say, hey, I need a shot of coffee. Okay? Yeah, because we're getting stuff going. So the Donna Eden thing is really important, but mainly because she explains that this is the energy part of your hand. And when you're running the meridians, it's this part of her hand that we're using. Where in the other part of the class, we're doing the north and south fingers. So while we're talking about that, everybody show me middle finger, right hand. Okay? And for the students, if you could just write an N there so that I can see it from far away. That's only two of you. Middle finger, right hand. Oh, four of you, sorry. On that one. This is north hand, north finger. That one's always going to be on top. Pointer finger, left hand. Is your other north. And that's why I have you put ends on them, because you're like, wait a minute, shouldn't those both be north? But in acupressure, north, south, thumbs are neutral. North, south. So when I was in Death Valley and I was like on foot going down this slip slidey rock so my horse wouldn't slip and fall, and I slipped and fall and snapped this finger sideways, all I could think about was I broke my north finger. I hope it still works. And then I had to reset it myself. Then I screamed and had 37 miles to ride back to camp. That was a fun day. All I could think about is I broke my north finger. Are you still going to work? Okay? So you got a north on this one and a north on your pointer. The only other finger we're going to use is middle left hand. You're going to put an S. And that's when you do your yin-yang balancing. South finger, south hand, north finger, north hand. And when you're looking at them, it just helps the brain so you don't have to go back to the thinking thing. Cool? So we did these. Your vitality is up a little bit. The next thing we're going to do is bladder sweeps and emotion coding. So how many people read the emotion code book?
I'm in it.
No, I'm not. Good.
You can skip to the last one third where he just says how he clears it.
Yeah.
But that was like 15 years ago. So we don't use a surrogate. I don't use the magnet. You can. I asked if my hand was good enough, the energy part of my hand going over the governing meridian, and I got a yes. So I try and teach my students that you are the tool. Wherever you go with your hands and your intention, you're the tool. You don't need to carry all this stuff. Some stuff helps, especially if you have sport horses that you need a little bit more to bring them back to full. But as long as I got these, I can go anywhere. Oop, let me just, people say, well, look at that horse. I go, yeah, that's crooked. And we just straighten this out. So I kind of see patterns in the body. Cool, so everyone's got their emotion code chart? So Dr. Bradley Nelson emotion code chart is really important. Emotions affect organs. Organs affect chiropractic. Okay, so if you look in a chiropractic office, he'll have the whole skeleton and he'll have off of each cervical what organ is related to that. Okay? So fears, kidneys, livers, anger. How many alcoholics do you know that are angry alcoholics because they've stressed their liver? Grief is lungs. Christopher Reeve's wife died 10 months after he did of lung cancer and she never smoked. You need to get it out. I have a friend that does a six-man outrigger canoe paddling in the single. Had a lot of breathing issues, which is common in Hawaii with the cane burning and the other stuff. But in clearing him, 43 trapped emotions affected lungs. grief and confusion and this. And after that, we also gave him an NCD, but he said, I can breathe better, feel lighter and more open. Okay? So in doing this, you're asking how many you can clear because you don't want to go into a healing crisis. My friend was driving down the road just ripping them off, and she said, I'm not doing that shit again. I got hives from head to toe. I said, did you ask how many you could clear in a day? No, there is 50 gone. Okay? So when we go up and work on the horses, and you do this, and you ask permission to work on the horses, that's the last time we talk to the horse. Okay? So you're not asking the horse which emotions they want to release. You're asking the universe which. Because not every horse wants to heal and get better because they don't like their job.
Right. Yeah.
But we're here in a teaching environment, so I'm asking, if you're getting a really nice massage, do you like when they keep talking to you and asking you questions?
No.
Or do you like getting into the zone?
Yeah.
Right. So we're not asking the horse if he needs his first rib done. You can go up and ask the bone, is the first rib where it needs to be? Or you're asking the universe what emotions can be cleared. Make sense? Okay. It's usually about 3 a day is a safe number. The old soul horses, just take 5. I've been here before. I just want that done.
Yeah.
When I took this class, most people have 40 to 80 or 90 trapped emotions. And I was asking how many I had. I go, 242? Are you kidding me? It's kind of like finding out you have dog shit on your shoe. And how fast can I get rid of this? You know, horse stuff you don't really care about, but dog stuff you're just like. So every 12 hours I'd be asking, can I clear another one? No. I can clear another one? No? Okay, good. Yeah, it took over 3 months to do 242 trapped emotions.
Just to understand the emotion chart, so how do I ask this?
We haven't gotten to that part yet. Okay, so in understanding 242 trapped emotions, there's only 60 on the page. Column A has 6 boxes down with 5, and column B has 6 boxes down with 5. So if I have 240 trapped emotions and there's only 60, so the book tells you about to ask at what age. Is it heart wall? Is it inherited from female or male lineage? Okay. Out of the 242, I had to do 110 were inherited from female lineage. When I cleared all that, my mom and my life shifted. I was on this train track of couldn't get better, couldn't get anything done. And Regan was over here teaching, and I go, I want to be on that train track, and it's 180 degrees from where my train's going. And it's like, how do I get off that track? And the trapped emotions kind of direct how you're going to react in every situation. You're trapped into the pattern of that. And when you clear all that, the confusion and the confrontation clear up in relationships when you code everybody in your house and your family. So it's real interesting. In the same 3-month period, I went from working on horses, and she went from taking a yoga class, she moved into teaching a yoga class, and I moved into teaching this. Okay? This is always funny. So being a redheaded Aries with the last name of Battles, you can believe that stubborn came up at least 17 times. Inherited male lineage, inherited female lineage. You're coming into it with your DNA. It sets you up for a pattern, and this is how you break that pattern. So, and then it was age 2 heart wall and age 5. So every day you're asking a little bit more and you're peeling off that layer of the onion. So the book said to ask about odd and even rows, and that doesn't work for my brain. I just say, okay, so there's a trapped emotion to clear. Not on me, but on someone else, yeah? Is it in column A? No, that just took out 30. You don't have to ask about odd and even rows, 135.
And you don't even have to ask about B, because that can
Well, if you say, is it in B, then it's like you're doubting the answer.
Right.
If it's not in A, it's got to be in B. So then you just say, is it in box 1, box 2, box 3? It's box 3. Is it the first one, the second one? So B3-2. So that's how easy it is. You don't have to be touching the horse. You don't have to go up to the horse. You can be halfway across the arena asking what the emotions are on that horse.
So you're numbering the within the box itself.
See how it's 1, 2, 3?
B,
you go down to 3, and then the second one in there.
Okay, so you're not actually saying what the motion it is. You're just
Well, you can.
Okay.
But when I'm finding them, I'm going to find them all at once,
It's easier to do it that way.
Right. So I'll write them down, B32, A45, A61. Then I'll go look at them and write it. And then I say, you're now releasing the trapped emotion of confusion 5 times. Then I'll do the next one and the next one. If you keep going back in this, you're not in your flow.
Notice that.
So I ask about the yin-yang points and the emotions, and I'm not even touching the horse because you're asking about the horse. You're not asking the horse. You can do that before you even go up and ask permission. Okay, I can see a horse coming off a truck. You got 4 emotions. You got first rib off that side. You've got this is sore. Because I'm just asking about the horse. Cool? When we actually go to work on the horse and you ask permission, and people say, well, he didn't kick you. He kicked the other guy. I said, well, I asked him if I could work on him. Did the other guy ask him if he could work on him? No, he just came up and started shoving stuff. And your horse thought, what of that? You know, I come in really slow, and Regan's stuff jumps all around, and I didn't like that in my massages, so I start at the beginning, and we're just slowly unwinding all the way to get to the hind end. So when I'm on the hind end, the horse trusts me by now. He's feeling better, and he wants me back up 9 times out of 10. There's only one of you, so if a horse is not safe to be there, I show the owner how to do the move on a safe horse, and I say, I'll check back with you in 2 weeks, see if you got that ischium yet. Cool.